This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Louisiana Congressman and Dr. Bill Cassidy, a Republican representing his state's 6th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Education and Labor Committee. We want to get his thoughts on the latest developments in the health care reform debate, as well as what he's hearing from his constituents at town hall meetings and other venues. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thanks, Greg.
What we're hearing right now, at least on some reports, the White House is trying to downplay this today, is that the Democrats may go it alone on this. The president's gotten a lot of blowback on his suggestion that public option might be off the table. And now some Democrats are saying they're going to pass this through a procedural measure in the Senate and pass it in the House. And the government-run health care will be the law of the land. What do you make of that report?
If they go it alone without the Republicans, it also sounds like they want to go it alone without the American people. Greg, in my town hall meetings and those I'm reading about across the nation, people want reform, but they want reform which is patient-centered and works and not another government bureaucracy. And so I think they better beware, because the American people do not want to be left out of this process. What you just described is leaving them out.
What have you heard from your constituents? What type of reform are they envisioning?
I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit.
What type of reform do your constituents want?
You know, it's fair, the questions I am getting are so sophisticated, and they want reform which allows them to make value-conscious decisions. Like one guy said, when I cut myself, I wanted to know how much it would cost before I went to the person to fix it. Another person says that they are tired of the administrative hassle that they have to endure on all these different processes. Whenever I speak, I always ask, who's most responsible for your health? Everybody says, well, I am, whoever they are. So they also understand that reform has to include encouraging folks to take more charge of their own health. That's what I'm hearing from my town halls, and frankly, it's wisdom.
One of the things we've heard from both sides of the aisle, especially over the weekend, was this idea of a compromise over cooperatives, basically allowing lots of people to band together and create their own sort of a healthcare entity that would compete with the rest of the private insurance industry. Some obviously want some government intervention there. Others say no. Would that be an acceptable alternative to you if it's structured properly?
First, no one quite knows what anyone else means by co-op. So I think one of the reasons it's so popular is that no one knows what it means. But I will be for anything which is patient-centered, which means that the patient is empowered, not just by rhetoric, but by fact, by regulation, by you name it, in order to make the best decisions for her health in a cost-conscious way. If the co-op can succeed with this, I will be all for it.
What do you make of what you've seen at the town hall meetings? We obviously saw what happened in Massachusetts with Barney Frank on Tuesday night, and we've seen pretty combative confrontations, and some members actually saying, regardless of what they hear at the meetings, they're not going to let what they hear at these meetings determine what happens with health care reform. What do you make of that approach to this whole debate?
I have been inspired by the people at town hall meetings. In 10th grade civics, I learned the American people should participate as much as possible in our representative democracy, not just by voting, but by advocating, by letting people know, their elected representatives, what's on their mind. I am seeing the American people do that. Now, if the American people think they're being given a line, sometimes they're getting upset. But on the other hand, my meetings have all been civil. People who have disagreed with me have been treated with respect. There's been great points brought up. There's been some disrespect, if you will, given to these meetings. I think they've been an awesome process.
Well, we're talking with Louisiana Congressman and Dr. Bill Cassidy. And Congressman, what do you expect when you get back to Washington the day after Labor Day? Obviously, there's going to be a big push on this. There's multiple bills floating out of different committees in the House, and the Senate really hasn't put one together yet. So what's your best guess as to how this is all going to play out?
I think that the American people will establish that they want something different than what is being offered. And that if I'm not in the Democratic leadership, and they may decide to go it alone and leave out the American people. But I hope that they will reconsider and say, we want something which is less government intensive, that is not going to be as bankrupting to the government as the Congressional Budget Office says that this plan is, They will come back, include Republicans, and come up with a bipartisan plan, putting the patient first and having reform which works for all.
Congressman, let me get your clarification on an important point that seems to be getting more and more attention here, because the administration, of course, says that if you like your doctor, you like your health plan, you get to keep it. Others who have gone through the bill with a fine-tooth comb say that you really don't get to keep your plan, that if you make any changes to it, if you're not enrolled by a certain time, and even after just a few years, regardless of your situation, you'll basically be in the government plan if there is one. Which is the case?
Any objective reading of this plan shows that it tilts the playing field towards the government option. Whether it's that the government option can underpay providers their cost of care, therefore shifting the extra cost to those who remain on private insurance, or that the government sets the rules, it's both the referees and a player, a variety of other ways. It tilts it towards the government program, so much so that when Barney Frank was asked if he's okay with the government option, he goes, yes, because if it's done right, it will lead to a single payer. Now, if it's done right in Barney's eyes, it goes to a single payer. And that's on YouTube. And I think that's the reason that the left of the left, if you will, is so upset that the public option is talked about as something that the president would do without.
Because they don't just see it as a competitor. They see it as the end game towards federally run health care.
Exactly. They see that as the Trojan horse that brings us to a single-payer plan in which a government bureaucrat in Washington, D.C. makes decisions that affect your personal life.
And one more question before we let you go, Congressman. In terms of paying for this at his town hall meetings, President Obama has basically said he's going to figure out how to pay for this by trimming the fat from the current system and maybe raising the taxes on the very wealthy. Is that a realistic assessment?
The Congressional Budget Office said that when asked what is going to be the cost of this program 10 years out, they said it's hard to predict, but we guess that it's going to be an 8% increase per year. Now, if you take a $10,000 policy, that means 8% compounded. At the end of 10 years, I think it's roughly $21,000. That's actually worse than the current situation, if you believe the president. When the president says that your cost will double in 10 years, we more than double under his plan. So that said, I don't know where he's going to trim the fat, because if he's trimming here, it's going to be growing there. Their plan doesn't make sense, and that's why the American people are upset.
Congressman, our time is up, unfortunately. Thank you, sir, as always, for your time.
Hey, thanks, Greg.
Absolutely. Louisiana Congressman and Dr. Bill Cassidy represents Louisiana's 6th Congressional District, member of the House Education and Labor Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.